Hey guys, surprise, surprise, I decided to do David's Heart broadcast today. I'm going to wait just a very few minutes for some people to come on before I share what the Lord has placed upon my heart today. I have some that's jumping on. Hey, how are you? Bear with me. Like I said, I was under the weather. I still have a soreness in my throat, but I felt such an urgency to do this today, and I didn't want to put it off any longer. So we're going to bear it, and we're going to push through it. The Lord has just placed it so strong upon my heart, and you may have seen my post today about speaking to your mountain. That has been all day today, speaking to that mountain. The mountain knows your voice. It knows when you speak with an authority. And he said, if you shall speak to that mountain, to be thou removed into the sea, and if you shall have that faith, that mountain will move. And I don't know what mountain it is that you're facing, but it can be moved. And we're coming into a time that it's calling for more of a, what I would call, tear the roof off kind of faith. We are in that position, not only in our personal lives, but in the state of this nation. What took place at that young, that festival with all them young people, it is a time that we have to stand up with an aggressive faith. The violent take it by force. It is time to back the devil up against the gates of hell and not the other way around. So many times he wants to back you up in a corner, and it reminds me of David and Goliath. Goliath came out thinking that he had the victory all along. He came out talking trash. And how many of you know when something goes wrong, the enemy will be right there to plant that negative thought in your mind? He will be talking trash because he wants you to end up in that state where you just don't want to believe. You just want to give up. You just don't want to do it anymore. Because everything seems to be going wrong no matter how hard you try. And the same way with Goliath, he came out on that battlefield pretty well confident that he was going to have the victory, but he didn't realize the God that he was coming up against. David came in the name of the Lord, and that right there is all that it took. He knew who was beside him, behind him, in front of him, and he did not fear. And he surely obtained that victory. And he had me focus upon our mouth because we can speak life or we can speak death over these situations. If it's a child that you just feel like you absolutely have lost control over, a prodigal child, perhaps they wandered off, whatever it is, like I posted today, go in that bedroom and begin to call upon heaven. I mean, you begin to pull on that spiritual realm. You begin to say, enough is enough. You promised me the household, my household salvation. I mean, you begin to speak the word of God back to him. His word does not return unto him void. But you begin to take authority over this thing. And that's what I have heard so many times. In the last month, take authority over this thing. Don't let it take authority over you. And I just want to release that into your life today. Whatever it is, don't let it have the authority over you. You take the authority over this thing, whatever it is. You walk out on that battlefield like David, facing that giant and know that you know you come in the name of the Lord. And in the name of the Lord, that mountain has to move. That giant has to fall. It has no other choice. The devils have to retreat at the name of Jesus. Whose report are you going to believe? I know there's some of you, you know, hell will thunder at you. You know, you're going to die. You know, you've got this terrible thing going on in your body. That child is not going to make it. That marriage is totally going to break in two. Everything negative, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus, because God is a God of restoration. He is a God of reconciliation, and He has all power in heaven and earth to put together what looks like it is broken, what looks like it is hopeless, what looks like it is totally dry. He will cause the rivers to begin to spring up in those places. And all it takes is that faith, that tear the roof off kind of faith. That's where we're at right now, where we stand in this nation, where we stand in our personal lives. We are at having that kind of faith. Lord, I'll go through the roof if I have to get this answer, to see this manifest, to get my healing, to see my family saved. Whatever it is, or just to receive more of you, I will go through the roof if I have to, spiritually speaking. And that is where we are. Just a violent faith. The aggressive faith met with the aggressive prayer that says, I'm not going to be backed up into a corner any longer. These situations are going to begin to move in the mighty name of Jesus. Because when you begin to speak with the authority of heaven, things begin to shift. The whole atmosphere can be changed by your words, whether they are positive or whether you are speaking negative. What are you speaking over that situation today? What are you speaking over that loved one today? Let it not be defeat. What are you speaking over this nation? These young people that just lost their lives. My heart was so grieved over that. And to hear them say, they stood in an audience that felt like hell, and they could not breathe. It is time for that aggressive faith to arise. It is time to take hold of the horns of the altar and begin to pray not only for the young people, but for our families, for our nation as well. And the Lord just laid this so strongly on my heart to share with you all today and just to show you that that faith lives on the inside of you. Hold on just a second. I don't know what's wrong with my thing here. But I just want you to let this sink within your spirit. I just want you to know that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible with God. We are going out into a battle. We are in the middle of a battlefield. But it is time for us to take up the whole armor of God and know greater is He that is within us than he that is in the world. It's time to back the enemy up in a corner and say, we are not going to take this anymore. You grab hold of the promises that God has given to you. It's like the woman with the issue of blood, and I wrote on that today. It didn't happen. That miracle did not happen until she spoke. She believed it, she spoke it, and she pushed her way to get to it. Because she knew that she knew if she could just touch the hem of His garment, she would be made whole. And I know there's a lot of pushing going on right now in the spiritual realm. We have to push and push and push. But there is a birthing time, and it is upon us. That baby is getting ready to be birthed. Whatever it is that you're carrying, whatever it is that you're praying for, it is getting ready to come forth. In Jesus' name. And I just want to declare that over all of you, because I know that you're in a battle of some sort. But know that God is with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. It is a time for the church, the body of Christ, to begin to arise. He's calling us to get up. To not be backed down by the demonic forces. The demonic is showing themselves everywhere. He does not care. That's evident with this concert But the glory of God is going to saturate this earth. Let us begin to call upon heaven. Let that glory just fall all over this nation, all over his people, because I am believing as revival begins to break out, as revival begins to be ushered in, the harvest is great, and it is time to combine that aggressive faith with aggressive prayer. Take up your sword and begin to wield that sword in Jesus' name. And I know many of you, I see your comments to pray for you. And that's actually what he wanted me to do when I came on here, was mainly to speak a word of prayer over everyone that is watching and take authority over these things. Whatever it is, he knows. And he wants you to believe his report in this battle that victory is yours. Let the fruit of your lips give praise to God. Because when the praise goes up, the power always, always comes down. He needs to know that you've not given up on him. He needs to know that you've not stuck this in a coffin, ready to be buried, whatever it is, the dream, the desire of your heart. He is asking you, where is it that you did not believe that I could do that? And I had that question come to me when I was writing a post the other day, and it's coming back to me again because there's some of you that are in a very weary state, and that has crossed your mind. It's too great for him to do. You know, he may not want to do it for me. If he did it for one, he will do it again. He is no respect of persons. But he's asking you, where did you think that I would not do that for you? Where did you lose the faith? Where did you bury that thing that was rising up in you? Because you didn't want to wait till my timing. And you know, we've all been there. I can honestly say that I've been in that place. I thought, you know, I was totally forgotten. I didn't know where God was in that situation. And I can totally testify he was there closer than I ever thought he was. And he showed himself mighty. And he's always right on time, even when it don't seem like he is. Because it's like, Lord, I want this now. And don't think that he can't work now, because he can. But there's some things he has to set out in his time. There's some things that he has to work out in your favor, that it would be the right time, the right place, a divine appointment. But it doesn't mean that he has denied you what you have asked according to his will. He has not denied you any good thing. He will not fail you. Just as he came to Lazarus' tomb, he was not late. He was right on time. And all he had to say was, come forth. And Lazarus came forth, and those grave clothes had to be loosened. And spiritually speaking right now, if there is anyone out there, spiritual grave clothes, I just pray that they begin to unravel in Jesus' name. There is some that is sitting in what I would call spiritual grave clothes, and it's time to throw it off. It's time to throw it off, and it's time to go. It's time to run. It's time to advance the kingdom of God. It's time to get back up. I know you took some hard blows, but you're strong. You are strong in him, and you are not failing. You are not falling, and if you do fall, you're not going to stay down. The very place that the devil thought he would bury you is the very place you're going to rise up. You're rising up even now in the very place that you were. Those tears, they are flowing, but that is a release. And you release those tears unto God because he is catching them, each and every one. And he will restore unto you the joy for that time of mourning that you have had. He is taking off that garment that was filled with so much mourning, and he is putting on you a garment of joy, a garment of blessings, a garment of anointing that will cover you in this season. A stronger anointing unlike anything that you have ever felt. Because he is calling his body to rise up with an aggressive faith and aggressive prayer. And I know, you know, people's like, well, you know, I can pray to myself. I can pray these nice little prayers. And you can. You totally can. But there is a unction in my heart that is saying we've got to get bolder with our prayers. Be specific. Don't think that these things are too big for God to handle. There is nothing too big or too small for God to handle. He can turn it around. All he has to do is speak the word only, and it is done. So I want you to take hold of that. You know, walk around your house and declare that home blessed. The blood is up on your doorpost. Begin to walk through your home and tell the devil he has to get out. He has no authority in your home. You pray over that husband. You pray over that child, and you take authority over this thing. Over your finances, you begin to speak the word of God that you will not lack any good thing, that you will not be in lack, because he does not want that for any of us. You speak that salvation, that deliverance over that loved one, over any prodigal that you encounter, over the young people of this generation. You begin to, the anointing oil, I have anointed my doorways, anything that the Lord has instructed me to do. But sometimes we have to get up, and we have to get up with a little bit more of an aggressive prayer and say, Lord, you know, enough is enough. In Jesus' name, I know you can do this. I need you to move for my family, Lord. I need you to move in this situation because it's out of my hands and it's into yours. And you just begin to pray and you begin to speak in the Spirit and you begin to go into that place with him. You begin to go behind the veil with him. And he begins to commune with you because he wants to see you stand up. He wants to see you be bold in whatever it is that you're going through. He is your provider. He is your healer. He is that banner over us that covers us. He is our peace. He is the lover of our soul. He is the King of glory. And there is nothing that can come nigh to us because there is a wall of fire round about you at this very moment. A wall of fire that the enemy cannot penetrate. The only way that he can get to you is if you allow him to. So I want you to close off all access to what the enemy has to say to you. Because, you know, when David walked out on that battlefield, he had to close off the access of all that trash talk that Goliath was doing because he knew who was with him. And he knew that this giant was going down. And your giant is going down in Jesus' name. Whatever it is. Give me just a sec. Like I said, I've had a really scratchy throat. Bear with me. But I'm coming out on the other side of this. Because I know the Lord prompted me to do this today, regardless of the soreness in my throat. It had to be done. And I see several comments going up. And I want us just to combine together in a unity right now and take authority over that thing that you're asking God to do in your life. Take authority over the enemy of your soul. Take authority over that anxiety, that depression. Take authority over that weariness, that brokenness. Take authority over that child. Take authority over that husband or wife. Take authority. In Jesus' name. And right now, I just want to come into agreement with each and every one of you. God has seen those requests and God has seen your heart. He has seen you praying in the midnight hour. He has seen you and he has not denied you. I ask you right now, Lord, to move upon your people. I pray that he fills you with an aggressive faith that will begin to reach out and take hold of what he has for you, to take hold of what he wants you to do. It will just completely take hold of God and refuse to let go. That there is a spirit like Jacob falling upon each and every one of you that says, Lord, I will not let go until you bless me. Until I see this move, I am not letting go. I pray that your faith is relentless, that you will stand on that wall and you will refuse to come down. People may think that you're crazy for standing for what you're standing for. They may say you will never see that happen in your time, but you say, I will not be moved. I will not come down from this place. God will honor that position that you are taking and that you are standing, because when you have done all the stand, you keep on standing. You speak to that mountain. It knows your voice. And it knows the one that is behind that voice, speaking through you. And it has no other option but to move out of the way. And I just pray that whatever the obstacle is in each and every one of your lives, God will begin to move and roll that stone out of your way, to move that mountain into the sea in Jesus' name. If it is your healing, I pray for that healing virtue to begin to flow from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. If it is for that child, I pray that they will have a visitation from the Most High that will completely do a 360 in their life. If it is that wife that has wandered away, if it is that husband that has left that covenant marriage, I pray God will remind them of the covenant that they made, and they will return not only to that covenant marriage, but they will return to him and be restored in Jesus' name. I just pray for every decision that you're making in this time and in this hour, that you will seek the guidance of God, and he will give you that guidance. He will give you that clarity. It will come forth, as his desire is to bless you. His desire is to raise you up in this hour. Mighty warriors of God, that is who you are. And I need you to get that down in your spirit. That is who you are. You are a mighty warrior of God, that when you walk into the room, the atmosphere shifts. You carry the glory of an almighty God. And I just pray healing over your finances, healing over your body, from the north, the south, the east, the west. I pray the wind of God blow upon every person watching this, and will watch this later. Every single situation, just like in the valley of dry bones, I pray that there is a rattling sound in that situation. Mighty wind of God, blow upon your people, is my prophetic declaration. Begin to shift those things. Begin to move those things. For we are that mighty army moving to the sound of his heartbeat. So it's time to get up, and I pray that spirit in you to get up. I pray a stirring within your spirit, a fire that cannot be tamed, a fire that cannot be put out. It cannot be extinguished, but it only grows more intense by the day, that when you speak, those things will begin to move. You will see the authority come from your voice. I see the Lord taking as a hot coal and just putting it to your lips, releasing a fire, releasing an authority over you, a strength that you didn't think you had. I pray rises to the forefront, and it rises up in you, a mighty raging fire. Hallelujah. To take down and to tear down the strongholds of darkness. That's what we're here to do, is to tear down those strongholds. And when we combine, can you imagine when we combine right here in unity at this moment, the fire and the incense that is rising to heaven, because that's what our prayers are. The incense rises up before him. Our prayers rise up as that sweet smelling incense. And as we're coming together right now, that incense, can you only imagine what is going up before the throne of God? Because you are coming into agreement with him. You are partnering with him. You are saying, Lord, this is the situation. I leave it in your hands, and I am going to continue to speak life over this situation and not death. And I just bind with all of you. We are speaking life over your situation. We are speaking change into that atmosphere right where you are, that testimonies will begin to spring forth of what the Lord has done for you, what he is getting ready to do for you. The windows of heaven are going to open on such a mighty scale, and he needs us to get to that place, that aggressive faith, that aggressive prayer. That's crying out. You know, I may have mentioned this before, but, you know, with my grandmother, bless her heart, she has done passed on. But she was a minister of the gospel. And when she prayed, they were all around the altar. They were praying. And I could only imagine in the spirit how much fire was coming from that building. Because you could hear it from the top of the road. And we need to get back to that place. Where we are at that altar, a wailing prayer, calling out for God to move on that situation, taking authority over this thing, whatever it is that you're facing today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Speak life and not death over this. Don't think that for 1 minute that it's over, because I'm here to tell you that it's not over. It is only just begun. And God says, if you will believe me, if you will let me have this, you will see. Is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing. There is nothing. Let me remind you, Daniel was in a lion's den. Those lions could have ripped him apart, but he closed their mouth. Elijah was on a showdown on a mountain that he could have surely been killed, but he had the God who answers by fire on his side, and he would not let him go down. And I bring all these to you to show you the victory. Throw off that cloak of defeat that you are wearing. Bartimaeus, when he was healed, he threw off that cloak and he ran. So it is time to throw off that cloak and let God put on you a different garment of such anointing, of such aggression that says, if I go through the fire, there will not be that hint of smoke. If I stand in a den of lions, they will not harm me. I pray for that tear the roof off kind of faith over you and over your family. We are taking to the King of Kings every situation right now, and we are lowering them through that roof and saying, Lord, we know that you are the only one that can fix this. And we believe, we believe, we believe, we believe. We are holding on with everything in us. And I just feel such a strength in that word. We are holding on. And we will not let go. We will not let go. We will wrestle with you, Lord, till we see this manifest. We come in the name of the Lord, and victory is ours. And I pray victory over every situation right now. And I just pray you feel that strength rising up. There is no more barrenness. There is no more dead places within you. That cloak of fear, that cloak of anxiety, that cloak of depression, I pray be removed from your life and from your mind. I speak peace, be still. As he came out and he spoke and he addressed that storm, he is addressing your situation. He is addressing your mind and your heart with just that one touch. He is bringing forth the healing that you need. Let your mind and your heart be at peace and rest in him and know that you are covered under the shadow of the Most High God. And that nothing is too hard for him to do. I pray all over this nation you will begin to speak to those mountains in your life and someone else's life. You begin to get up and take authority every day. When you go to bed, you take authority. Speak in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Break through to that different realm of prayer and hold on to that and continue to reach into that spiritual realm and begin to pull on the kingdom of heaven and what God has for you. Begin to pull on that glory of God. It is there for you. And he wants you to push with perseverance. Hannah did not go to that altar to pray a pretty proper little prayer. She was crying so hard they thought she was drunk. And that's a pretty aggressive prayer. And that's where I feel like we are now. It's going to take that kind of faith and that kind of prayer combined to break through to some things. It's a very real battle with a very real enemy, but we are greater than anything that hell can thunder at us. And it's time when those fiery darts that come at you be returned to the sender. Send them back to hell where they belong. Because nothing will come nigh to you. You draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh unto you. Just grab hold of that victory and refuse to let go. When you see the victory in your spirit and you catch that sound in your spirit, do not let go. You are like Elijah. Pray with your head between your knees and you don't care what negative reports coming back at you, what giant is talking trash to you. You've already caught the sound of victory in your spirit. Hold on to that and begin to move into a new place of prayer and victory and expectation, because I know that I know he will exceed that expectation that you have of him. Before I end the broadcast, I just pray just what I would call a burst of fire over you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet, that it would burn up anything that is trying to hold you back, hinder you, depress you, or keep you from stepping into that place that God has for you. There is a new level that he's taking you to, and he needs you to get to that place. I pray there's a fight in your spirit that will get up and refuse to be pushed down again. And I pray you feel that fight welling up in your spirit right now. I pray that you feel a strength begin to well up in your spirit. Lord, I pray you pour this out on each and every one tuned in. Let them feel that strength. Let them feel that power. Let them feel the authority coursing through their veins, that when they speak to that mountain, they know you're going to move it out of the way. For nothing is impossible with you. From the north, the south, the east, the west, mighty wind of God, blow upon your people and blow upon this nation. Tear down every stronghold that has come to steal, kill, and destroy in their lives, and bring forth a restoration like they have never, ever experienced before. They will see the hand of the Lord that has been there the whole time. You will see his hand move as it moved over the waters. His hand is going to move and hover over each of you. Those prayers are not in vain. All you need to do is hold on and believe and know that it is going to show up at your door. I just pray for life to begin to spring up in those barren places. You're stepping from that barren place into an oasis of life. and just begin to let the Lord just saturate you with His goodness, His anointing, that oil from heaven, that new wine from heaven. Because that's what He's pouring out right now. And I pray He pour it out in enormous amounts in Jesus' name. That you're going to feel a difference in your spirit. You're going to feel a jump, a leap in your spirit. As John leaped in the womb, there's going to be a leap in your spirit. Because you know that you know the King of Kings is right there where you are. Hallelujah. So rise up, mighty warriors of God. Maintain your position on that wall and refuse to be moved by any negative report. We have come to move these mountains. We have come to see these children saved. We have come to see these marriages restored under the mighty hand of God. We have come to see the salvation, the restoration, the deliverance of our great and mighty God. We come in the name of the Lord. And we come to take these giants down. And when you go to face something, any giant in your life right now, speak to that thing. I come in the name of the Lord. And know that you, and begin to lift up a most high praise, the fruit of your lips giving praise to His name. Because when you begin to praise, all of heaven comes down. And there is a glory coming down right now. And I pray it rest on each and every head that is tuning into this right now. You will step into a new place with God. You will feel that glory all around you. And I pray, Father, let it descend right now in Jesus' name. It will strengthen and it will encourage your people. Let them feel it, Lord, surrounding them, that they can barely even stand under that glory cloud. Let them hear your voice so clearly in every situation. For I declare breakthrough, Lord. I am speaking life, breakthrough, and healing over each and every one. Let the Holy Ghost arise. Let it hijack each and every one of them right now in Jesus' name. And just totally be an outpouring of your spirit. Because we desire you. We desire more of you. And we know that when we come to you, we are heard by our Abba Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. I love you guys. I was very, very happy that I was able to get through this. Like I said, I had struggled with a sore throat, but I am healed in Jesus' name. I'm taking authority over this thing. And that's one reason I just felt such an unction, you know, to come on here and to share this word with you. Just let it continue to fill your spirit and just to overflow. And I am believing that there is a lot of mountain movers out there that's going to be moving the mountains out of the way. And that's what He wants us to do. Rise up in that authority that He has placed on the inside of you. But I love you guys. And I want to wish you a blessed weekend. Until next time.